We have in today's readings two separate accounts of the Ascension of Jesus, which is the feast that we celebrate today, from the Acts of the Apostles and from the Gospel of Luke. Of course, we know that St. Luke was the author of both Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel. So it's the same author telling us twice, in two different places, what happened. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, body and soul, he gave instruction to his disciples, to his apostles. He told them that they ought to wait there in Jerusalem, and that they would receive the promise of the Father, which was the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, in these passages, Jesus says that they're going to receive power, right? He says, wait in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. And he tells them that the Holy Spirit is going to give them power. But then in both of these passages, he also has a reference to what that power is for, namely, to be his witnesses. He says, they're going to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit so that they can go out and bear witness to him. Obviously, he's not going to be among them anymore in the same physical way that he was, but that means that he's sending them on a mission to go out into the world and bear witness. Well, what does a witness do? A witness bears testimony based on what his or her experience has been. Think about a courtroom, right? They bring in a witness. It's not just someone they pulled off the street who happened to read an article in the paper about what happened, and they say, well, what do you think happened? He's guilty. No, that's not really a witness. A witness is someone who was there, who saw what happened. Or sometimes, I suppose, they do bring in some expert for a professional opinion. But even there, the opinion is based on the evidence that has been presented. If we are to be witnesses, then, of the Lord Jesus, if we are to bear testimony to who he is and the truth of the message that he proclaimed, then we have to have more than just a knowledge about what happened. You know, we could go out and read the Bible to someone. That's not going to be very compelling. It's the testimony of a personal experience that is most powerful. And so if we are to bear witness to Jesus, if we are to be the witnesses that he wants us to be, that has to be founded in a truly personal experience of the Lord's goodness, of his mercy, his love. We have to sort of enter into the mystery of what Jesus has done for us, what he's given. Most Catholics are not ready to jump up and say, I am on fire with the power of the Holy Spirit. I've been here almost 3 years and I haven't seen anyone jump up and say that, or outside of Mass, ever. Actually, I don't know if I've ever heard a Catholic say those words. But what is the reality? We receive the Holy Spirit. When? At baptism. Pretty much everyone here has been baptized. We've all received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And even though, maybe for most of us, we were baptized as infants, that doesn't mean that the power of the Holy Spirit is any less effective in us. It doesn't mean that we are called to any lesser degree to be witnesses of Jesus Christ in this world. But there are things that we can do to foster our ability to go out and be witnesses for the Lord. And I think the first thing is that we have to somehow overcome the idea that faith is simply a personal and private matter. Again, talking with a lot of Catholics, I don't think that most of us are talking amongst ourselves day to day about what's happening in our spiritual life, what's happening in our prayer life. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we share great graces that God has given. But it doesn't seem like it's part of our normal practice just to converse with one another about spiritual things and about what's going on in our own relationship with God. So that's something that we can really foster. Because if we can't talk with those who are closest to us about what the Lord has done, how are we going to go out and talk to complete strangers about those things that are most deeply important to us, most deeply personal? You know, spouses, encourage you. Pray together. Ask each other to pray for one another. You know, bring an intention to your spouse and say, would you pray for me for this particular thing? And then check in the next day. How is that going? Or, you know, just get in the habit, slowly but surely, of sharing with one another what's happening in your prayer life. Of course, that presupposes that we are praying. Let's start there, huh? But I encourage you, the more we can overcome that hurdle and start sharing with one another, the more talking about our faith will just become a normal part of our life. And that's where we can then venture into fields of greater evangelization and bearing witness. You know, probably none of us is going to end up on the street corner with the big sign or handing out Bibles or things like that. And yet, we are asked to go out and speak about the Lord. There's what I call the Franciscan cop-out. You know, it's supposedly St. Francis said, preach the gospel at all times and use words when necessary. So people like me are thinking, yes, all I have to do is live right and give a good example. You know, I don't have to broach those difficult topics with people. But no, that's not enough. It can be used as a cop-out. Yes, we have to give example first and foremost. But we also have to be prepared to speak about the Lord and to explain sometimes. Are we able to articulate what Jesus' teachings are in the gospel or why the church believes as the church believes? Could we give an argument for that? Sometimes, actually fairly often, I hear people saying, well, all churches basically believe the same things. And we do have a lot in common. We have very much in common. But if we all believe the same things, there wouldn't be tens of thousands of different churches out there. And as much as I've scoured the Gospels looking for that passage where Jesus says that he wants there to be tens of thousands of denominations, I can't find it. But I have found the passage that says that he wants us all to be one. He wants us to be one in faith. So evangelization, then, being a witness to the Lord, is not about beating people over the head with our religion. It's not about coercing people to join the Catholic Church. It's not about foisting our beliefs on people. But we should be able to speak about the Lord and share the truth of the gospel and be able to articulate clearly enough what it is we believe and why we believe it. We can ask the Lord this day for the grace, first of all, to experience him. That's where it all starts. If we have just a book knowledge of our faith, that's good, but it's not enough. We have to really experience the goodness and the love of God. Secondly, we can ask for the grace to share, especially with those who are closest to us, where it's hopefully, but not always, hopefully safe. You know you're not going to be judged or condemned or anything like that. And maybe we can then start to foster more of a culture where we feel free to talk about the things of faith, the things of God, the things of the spiritual life. And finally, we ask for the grace, when we're comfortable with speaking about our faith, to go out and proclaim the truth of Christ without fear, but with great trust in him. Because ultimately, this is God's work, right? This is not something that we do by our own strength. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that we have received that we are able to do anything good for God, and especially to go out and proclaim his news of salvation.